We don't have time for this. Kill the music. Kill it. All right. Music's done. We don't have time for that. All right. Bet everybody's asking, wondering, what is this episode that just got dropped? I see it's very short. Well, that's because I wanted to put some more content out there. You know, I just wanted to have some you know, stuff to get you through the week. Something you could just pop in on your ride to work and maybe, you know, just hear us babble about something stupid. So, Pete McCarthy's with me. How you doing today, Pete?
I'm doing great.
And I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Travis is busy. I don't know if he's at volleyball. We don't care. We're at the Cloud 9 Studios. We pop the mics out, and I've got Pete sitting here. And here you go. We're going to see if people like this. So, the plan is, I'm going to ask Pete a question. Could be personal. It might not be toys. It could be about the news. It could be about anything in the world. And Pete just has to tell us what he thinks. And that is what's going to happen here. All right, so this topic, like I said, it could be anything. And I just want to hear what Pete has to say about it. So, for the first one, Pete, I want to ask you one. I want to dig deep. Now, I in no way want this to happen, okay? This is not something I want to see happen. And if it did, it would seriously hurt me. Hurt my heart for you.
Okay.
But what advice, being, okay, being that you, we tease you about it on the show all the time, you tease yourself about it, that you had a child when you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
You were still in high school.
Yep.
Knocked up your girlfriend, which is now your wife. And right. Still, you're still together. You've got three more kids and blah, blah, blah. What advice would you give to Chloe if she came home and said she was pregnant?
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. you know, I will tell you, and this is one of those few times where I can say something relatively seriously. I anticipated like World War III when I told my mom and dad. To this day, I cannot watch figure skating on TV because that's what they were watching when I walked into the room and I sat down. It took me about 10 minutes or so to get up the courage. And she's almost 3 months pregnant at this point. She's not showing yet.
She's about 13, so, 14.
So, she's 16.
Okay.
So I had just turned 18 and she turned 16 and then she turned 17 shortly afterwards. So she was 17 in April. We got pregnant probably January. So I said, Mom, I need to talk to you and Dad. And my dad was kind of, you know, doing the normal dad in the recliner, half sleeping kind of deal. And my mom says, Craig, Peter needs to talk to us. Huh? What? Peter needs to talk to us. Turn the TV down. So he turns the TV down. And I just looked at him and I said, Amanda's pregnant. And I just started bawling. Just absolutely bawling, right? My mom's eyes got real big, of course, you know. And my parents were pissed. And but for the total opposite reason that I thought. Because my dad is like, hey, I'm like, why? I asked him, I said, why aren't you guys angry? Like, why are you not screaming at me there? And my dad goes, what good is that going to do, Pete? He goes, what's done is done. He goes, now we need to figure out how we handle this situation. And my mom says, you know, and we are upset. We are pissed because this is not something that you and Amanda should have had to shoulder for 3 months. You guys have known for 3 months. We're here for you thick and thin. That's what parents are. Like, I'm upset that you didn't tell me sooner because I wanted to be there for you for this. Now, I can tell you that, I mean, that's not an average response to this situation.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm very fortunate. It was not for another month or so. Like, my mom actually put pressure on Amanda to tell her folks. And I said, I want to go with you. I said, I'll be there for you. Nope, something I got to do. She told her mom. Her mom then told her dad. But I can honestly tell you that I think that I would handle it much better than the average guy. Well, guys talk about, I'm going to kill somebody. I'd murder them. They're going to show up for a date. And I'm cleaning my shotgun, whatever. But realistically, if something like that were to ever happen, because of the way my parents treated me, I would pay that forward. I would be able to, I feel like I am more prepared to handle it in that way than the average person is that didn't experience what I did. I'm very, very fortunate. Very, very lucky that we had the family structure that we had. And I will say that part of our success, because I will say that we're a success story. It's pretty rare that a 17 and 16 year old kid have a baby and they're still together almost 20 years later. Part of that was that family structure that we had. You know, we were able to, we didn't have as many of the stresses as some of these kids. Kids get kicked out of their house for this stuff. They get exiled. They get, you know, they get cut off financially. They get all these things. And we got welcomed with open arms, and they, like, they bought everything. Everything for Chloe. They bought us our first trailer that we lived in. My parents did. They were just 100% supportive through and through. So I'd like to think I would handle it well. I think I would probably be more angry than my dad was. My dad and I are very different personality-wise. I'm much more of an emotional guy, and I wear my emotions on my sleeve much more than he does. So I think emotionally I would probably react not real well to begin with. But if it comes down to advice of, I would have more advice for him than I would have for my daughter. And that advice would be the same advice that I was given by my father-in-law. And that was, Pete, I don't think you're going to be around forever. He goes, that's nothing against you, but he goes, you guys are against the odds. He goes, the odds of you guys making it is slim to none.
Because you're so young.
Because we're so young, yeah. You know, and he said, it's so unexpected. And but he said, as long as you always take care of your responsibility and you always maintain respect for my daughter, we're never going to have a problem. And I think those are very, very wise words.
Have you raised Chloe differently, do you think, because of this? Like, prepared her to maybe more than a normal parent would, maybe to take precautions if when she gets older, or not really? Do you think not so?
Me personally, no. Amanda obviously is very close, and I'm very close with all of my kids, but she's never given us any cause for concern. You know, the way she cares, she is very driven academically. She's very driven in the world of sports and what have you. To be honest with you, I would be much more concerned about Olivia, my now 12-year-old, mm-hmm. Because she's just different. I think Chloe's personality, she doesn't have time. You know, she doesn't waste her time on boys. Yeah, she has a boyfriend now and they hang out, but it's very, very new and it's very slow and it's, you know, so, if you asked me, if I had to, you know, gun to my head right now, which one of my kids is getting pregnant as a teen, it's going to be Olivia.
we shall see.
All right. Well, that's it. I hope you got to hear Pete babble on a little bit. You got to hear my stupid question, and I hope that maybe that helps somebody's driving to work a little more fun or meaningful. I guess this wasn't really a fun one. This was more of a after school special.
Right. And thank you for springing that on me, because I had no idea what you were going to ask me.
No, so, you didn't even know perfect. What we were going to... I set the mics up, but I didn't even tell you what we were going to do.
No, he didn't.
So, there it is. See everybody later.